From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the untold costs of having bad credit. We'll start with the news of the day. What's not happening at Lone Star Park and Grand Prairie and horse tracks across the state? What's not happening is betting. Because of a conflict with the state legislature, the Texas Racing Commission shut down at midnight. That means horse and dog tracks cannot take bets until the funding resumes. Lone Star Park doesn't have live races this time of year, which is why folks like Clifton Martin spend so much time at the track's bar and book club betting on races across the country. Martin and his son went yesterday and everything was fine, but today?
Well, when I saw the cars, I just fused, well, I knew something done happened. And the people I talked to didn't know anything about it.
The Racing Commission recently voted to let tracks install what are known as historical racing terminals. They allow betting on races that have already been run but are stripped of identifying information. Lawmakers consider that illicit gambling and held up funding.
Leave it to the choice of who wants to come and who don't want to come. Think that's free country, free speech? So let it stay open. If the owner said let it stay open, I don't see why it don't stay open.
Lone Star Park is supposed to begin its fall live racing season September 18th, as long as the ban is lifted by then. Today in Dallas, the police department rolled out its first 66 body cameras. They're part of a program that will eventually equip 1,000 officers with cameras. This follows months of nationwide controversy after Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, and others died during encounters with officers. Groups, including the Black Lives Matter movement, have called for police reform, including the use of body cameras. The city council agreed to spend $3.7 million on cameras in May. Dallas Deputy Police Chief Andrew Accord says officers will boot up the cameras at the beginning of every shift.
Well, basically the protocol is that we are going to activate the body camera in all citizen interactions with a law enforcement purpose. If they do not turn the camera on, they will be required to state why.
The rollout coincides with a new Texas law that took effect today. It offers grant money to agencies wanting to implement the technology. Police in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago have already begun using similar devices. Our One Crisis Away project now about life on the financial edge. Your credit score controls the obvious, things like mortgage eligibility and the not-so-obvious, whether you can upgrade your cable package. KERA's Courtney Collins sat down with Tony Milburn, who's on the board for Catholic Charities Fort Worth and works in wealth management for UBS, to talk about the startling impact of bad credit.
Tony Milburn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
How can poor credit impact you in an unexpected way?
I think that people expect their credit rating to impact their housing. I don't think that they understand that sometimes it can impact where they work or if they could get a job or the interest rate they pay on credit cards.
You said something about how it impacts your job search. What does credit have to do with your ability to get employed?
I don't know the direct correlation between what firms have as their criteria. I do know that they do look at how stable a person is, and credit history can sometimes give them that idea.
If your credit score suddenly drops a few points, can that affect things already in place, like current credit card APR?
Yes, it can. Most credit cards will do a search periodically. And so even though you're making payments on one credit card and you think I'm very faithful with this, but I'll let my electric bill go or something else, it can still impact the credit card that you have now. Because what happens is when they do these periodic checks on credit, if they see that you're delinquent in other areas, then they can raise rates for the car that you currently have.
If your credit score is low and you're trying to rebuild it, what's the very first thing you should think about doing?
I think the easiest thing to start building credit is just pay your bills on time. If you haven't been, I know that people, sometimes they'll hold their bills, they'll write a check, or they'll hold their bills trying to get that last bit of interest on their money. In the current interest rate environment we have now, they're really earning nothing on the money. And even if it is, or their checking account is earning something, which most of the time it's probably not, it would be such an incremental difference, it wouldn't make any difference. And then they forget that the bill's sitting there on the desk and they end up being late.
Catholic Charities has a credit counseling program. Is there anything, any mistake that's kind of recurrent with Catholic Charities clients that they think they're doing something right, but it's actually hurting their credit score?
Most people believe that if they close a credit card account, that will improve their credit. So if they had two credit cards, and let's say they each one had a $500 credit limit, once they had one paid off, they would think if I simply close that account, that my credit would automatically improve. In fact, what happens is they close that account, they've just reduced the ratio or increased the ratio of debt to, you know, potential credit line. So that's probably one of the big gotchas.
Do you ever think the world of credit is kind of set up to prey upon people who have the least amount of money?
I don't know that it preys on people that have the least amount of money, but I know that being poor in America is very hard, and that if you are poor in America, it's almost that society preys on you. If you're poor and you don't have a car, you have to shop at the local grocery store that may not have the sales that you need. If you don't have a bank account, you have to use a payday lender. If you don't have a washing machine, you have to go to a washateria and you pay more and you've got to waste time staying there. And there's so many things that I could just go from soup to nuts, just all the things that affect poor people of the world differently than those in the middle class. And it's almost like it keeps them in poverty.
Tony Milburn is on the board of directors for Catholic Charities Fort Worth and works in wealth management for UBS. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
One Crisis Away was also the focus of the first hour of Think Today. Chris Boyd talked to Luke Schaefer, author of $2 a Day, Living on Almost Nothing in America. You can listen to that podcast at kera.org/think or tune in tonight at 9. And the second hour today focused on loneliness. Chris spoke with psychologist Guy Winch about how our brains developed the ability to be lonesome as a form of protection.
The idea is that when we were hunter-gatherers, the price of being excluded from our tribes was death, really, because we couldn't survive alone out in the wilderness. We needed our tribes, we needed the warmth of the hearth and the protection of the people around us. And so we developed this early warning mechanism to alert us about the dangers of loneliness, and that is rejection. So the evolutionary assumptions are because that was so dangerous to feel disconnected, because it meant that your position in the tribe was less stable, we also developed this early warning mechanism about rejection. And that's one of the reasons we experience even small rejections as extremely painful, because they really played an evolutionary role in helping us, you know, notice loneliness and helping us avoid what happens when we're not fully connected to the members of our tribes.
Dr. Guy Winch blogs about loneliness and other emotions for Psychology Today. The interview re-airs tonight at 10, or you can find the podcast at kera.org/think. This evening, it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy, low around 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again with a high near 96, and tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 76. It's currently 94 degrees in Dallas, 93 in Fort Worth, 85 in Tyler, and 95 in Wichita Falls. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.